You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Jurors are deliberating whether to convict former Rutgers student Arun Ravi on charges related to spying on his gay roommate, Tyler Clementi. Clementi committed suicide in 2010, shortly after discovering he'd been spied on. The case has prompted a nationwide discussion on bullying and the abuses of technology. And as WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports, it's being closely followed by gay activists and others in the South Asian community.
Indian Americans comprise the country's wealthiest and most educated ethnic minority. They're often called a model minority. But there's a growing rogues list, ranging from accused inside trader Rajat Gupta to designer Anand John, a regular on Page Six until convicted of molesting his models. Now, Arun Ravi has gained a level of notoriety. On its front page, India Abroad posed the question, bigot or fool? It's also being followed in India by NDTV.
It all started on the night of the 19th of September, 2010, when Tyler Clementi, a freshman...
26-year-old Amit Baga is a former congressional aide who's gay. He formed his thoughts about Ravi based on an extensive profile published in The New Yorker.
One of my first reactions, especially after having read the Ian Parker piece, was that I know this person.
Ravi struck him as entitled, a type he was familiar with in South Asian circles. And he thinks Ravi has a, quote, generally homophobic attitude. Baga says this is consistent with the culture in which Ravi grew up.
It's not necessarily a Westboro Baptist Church, let the gays burn in hell sort of perspective. It is, why would we even think to talk about this? Because this is something that is so alien to us and our worldview and our understanding of the world.
Baga thinks the problem with South Asians in America is that they largely avoid discussions of sexuality and usually steer clear of acknowledging that gays and lesbians so much as exist. Sonia Katyal is a law professor at Fordham University and says the community's approach was best exemplified in the annual India Day Parade in Manhattan. For years, organizers refused to let the LGBT contingent participate and only buckled in 2010 after intense pressure.
Because if you grow up in a world where no one talks about gay issues, you don't see gay people marching in the India Day Parade, it helps you to understand why someone might make the choice to engage in some sort of bullying or some sort of intimidation.
Katyal says it's plausible that Ravi may have picked up a kind of cultural conservatism at home. Among the witnesses who testified during Ravi's trial were a number of Indian American family friends, who each said the issue of homosexuality never came up in their conversations with Ravi over the years. But queer activist Sonia Munshi thinks it's easy to make too much of Ravi's South Asian background.
It's not to excuse or justify it, but it's very common. It's not that unusual for young people who are in a mixed environment, who are straight identified, to think that gay or queer sex is funny or something that should be a spectacle.
However, Munshi said she often encounters South Asians who know she's not straight, but ask probing questions about marriage and whether she's found Mr. Right. While working at Manavi, a domestic violence organization in New Jersey, she dealt with several cases of South Asian gays or lesbians who had been pushed into arranged marriages with unwitting partners. However, Munshi and other South Asians argue that prosecuting Arun Ravi, someone they characterize as boorish or adolescent, but not quite criminal, won't alleviate those cultural problems and argue for education instead. Amit Baga has concluded that ultimately, Arun Ravi's actions were not born of hate or an intent to hurt his roommate.
This, to me, was much more so the result of ignorance. I think there's a difference between what Matthew Shepard endured and what Tyler Clementi's experience was.
Arun Ravi is charged with invasion of privacy, witness tampering, and bias intimidation, which is a hate crime. If found guilty of a hate crime, the 20-year-old faces up to 10 years in prison and possible deportation. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.